Episode 3127, We're Alone in This Together.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready? Come on, here it comes. It's Fry. Yay! Oh my goodness, yes, I've been waiting to say that all week. It has been a long week. It's been a great week. It's been a crazy week. How about you? Are you still hanging in there? Oh, come on. The weekend's around the corner. You got it. This is Saturday Eve. I know, kind of weird to think of it that way, but it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. We're alone in this together. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, take a deep breath because we are in for a ride. Back to school is here for a lot of us, and for some of us, we're experiencing some new things. Maybe your kids are just now going to school. Some of you are sending some kids off to college, and it's a totally different atmosphere in your house. Some of you are in transition wherever you are, and if you love kids, this episode's for you. You see, raising kids can often feel like an overwhelming journey, right? I mean, we can just be swept under the carpet so fast, but you can stay grounded in knowing that we're alone in this together. Time to buddy up with your partner and impact the kids you've been gifted. I mean, because really when you think about it, part of parenting comes with not navigating it alone, right? You don't want to do it by yourself if you don't have to. However, the truth is that you can think you're in this together and it can be just that. But I want you to think of it as that maybe even though you might be apart, as in you're not physically handling the situation together, you're still in it together. Okay. A lot of times though, we just assume that, we're just doing it by ourselves, and you're not. You can join forces and support one another. Moms and dads can create a strong family foundation that not only benefits the children, but it also strengthens the bond between husband and wife. And I know that's hard to think about it that way because, come on. You are trapped in a situation and it's like, oh, I got to deal with this again. Right now I'm working with my grand dog and I may have shared a couple of these stories, but you know what? Life just brings stories. And when you've got a 3-month-old pup who really wants to do things his way, he's adorable. He's spunky. He is precious. He's getting very much taller. He's taller than our English bulldog now, but he's much slenderized than our English bulldog, who's 10, by the way. So we've got like a 70-year-old, and we've got like almost a 2-year-old. And the 2-year-old is just like getting into everything. You know how it is. Go back to those younger years and raising kids. Well, one thing that we can do as parents, whether we're raising dogs or raising children, the key is consistency. And we've got to create this bond and join forces. So whether or not you are together, whether you're a blended family, you need to create your own army, so to speak, as to this is how we're going to do it and support each other on it. Now, that may mean that you have to swallow a few words once in a while. You may have to swallow your pride even at times. You may have to compromise when you don't want to. But you've got to be on the same page. Because when you do that, I'm telling you, it strengthens the family bond tremendously. And with the back-to-school season upon us, there's no better time to explore the invaluable benefits of being on the same team. And that's the key. Be on the same team. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be on the same team. You can't keep butting heads. It's not going to work. You're going to drown. Your kids are going to be lost. And you're going to wonder, will they ever make it when they have a family? Seriously. You have an incredible opportunity to impact the world that they are going to touch by how you raise them. And then when you raise them, then you are giving them this boost of now you're prepared. Now you can go out and make your way and impact the world now that you touch. It's pretty incredible. And in all honesty, I mean, I know sometimes it can be overwhelming, but it's truly a gift. And it is the greatest responsibility, the greatest job, the greatest honor, the greatest privilege, whatever word you want to throw in there, because sometimes it does feel like a J-O-B. Yep. And you're like, oh, when will this be over? Can I just be done 40 hours a week and be done? If only. There are times that I have said, you know what? I'm going to change my name. It's no longer going to be Mom. And now it's not only Mom, but it's Grandma. And I still answer the same way. So you really want to be on the same team. And there are many ways that moms and dads can support each other. You guys can come together even in moments when you might feel like you're alone. But when you work together, even if you're alone, that puts you all on the same page. Hence, we're alone in this together. So if you've got your spouse, mom, dad, whether it is, you know, you're divorced, whether you've been married for 30-some years, or maybe you've only been married for 2 years and you're expecting your first, whatever it is, share this with them and say, you got to listen to this, because this is something we've got to spend some time on. A lot of times we'll talk about before we get married, oh, we want to have kids. And some of us are blessed where we can plan for them. Others, like us, none of ours were planned. We had five. They were blessed surprises all the way. God gave them to us and we accepted them. And we wouldn't change anything now. But man, let me tell you, it did mess with our schedule, because we wanted my husband to be out of, and I actually ended up not going into postgraduate school because I was pregnant with our first. Now, do I place that blame on her? Of course not. We made that choice as husband and wife, soon to be mom and dad. That would be best, because we would be a year apart in what we were doing. And there was just no way, and I knew this, I mean, I knew it, as if it was my own, that there was no way we would survive as a family unit and I would be the one drowning. And I didn't want to take on that responsibility. And so we had planned to start having children and having our first just as he graduated out of postgraduate school, but we had two. Well, the story continues. We ended up with five. And it's wonderful. We wouldn't change it again for the world, but it took a lot of effort from both of us, and sometimes more from me, because of the season that we're in. So I want to break this down for you. We're going to talk about three things, and hopefully I can give you some examples and ways that you can think about it and how you can apply it, because I'm telling you, we're all in this together, even though you may feel alone, okay? And at times you will be alone, and that's okay. But when you're on the same page, you can still know that, okay, well, when dad does show up, or when mom does show up, or stepmom or stepdad, or even grandma or grandpa, we're all on the same page, okay? And it's going to make your kids stronger for it in the long run. So number one, create a unified parenting approach. Man, this is like the number one of the number one. One of the most effective ways to support each other in raising your kids is by establishing a unified parenting approach. You may have talked about having kids, but did you really sit down and say, this is how we're going to raise them? Most people do not, until you're literally in the middle of it and your kid has done something worse than just scribbling on the wall with a Crayola, okay? Maybe they got into a fight and now they're in the principal's office, and there's some real ramifications to that. Maybe your child was hanging out with the wrong crowd, and they didn't do anything, but they were caught being a part of. You've got to sit down together and discuss parenting goals, your values, what you want within your family structure, and expectations. What do you expect dad to do? What do you expect mom to do? And by aligning your strategies, such as discipline techniques, routines, and communication styles, right? I mean, for some parents, yelling is all they know. For some kids, that's great, and they need to be yelled at. Other kids, it doesn't do anything to them. But if you whisper, it scares the living daylights out of them, because they expect you to be yelling. So you really got to look at and create a consistent and harmonious environment for your children. And when you have this unified approach, it will not only provide stability for your kiddos, but it'll also promote a collaborative mindset between mom and dad. And that goes if you have a blended family. Okay, you may have disagreements with your ex. Understood. But your kids, you better be unified in it because you both are still raising them. And if you remarry and they have a stepmom and a stepdad, you all need to come together for the kids. And I know this is hard. That's why I meant at the beginning, well, you got to swallow your pride. Sometimes you got to swallow your pride to benefit the gift that you've been given. And that's raising these children. You want them to be all that they can be, the best that they can be. And when you allow them to go out into the world, they leave the nest and they fly. You want them to succeed the way they can, not the way you say it, but the way they can do it. But you give them a strong foundation to develop. Okay, think of it as like, I know it sounds strange, but a Petri dish, right? If you have a Petri dish and you put, oh, those crazy science experiments here coming back to me, but you put stuff down in it, right? And if you give it the right environment, oh man, it just grows and it multiplies and it expands. You want your child to flourish like that. You don't want to put them in this Petri dish and you don't give them what they need and you starve them. I know that's extreme, but I think it's important that we need to think about our children that way. We have got to take responsibility. And that leads me to number two, share responsibilities. Parenting can be demanding and time-consuming. It is. It's a full-time job. And then you still work. That's another full-time job. So if both you and your spouse work and you have children, you now have four full-time jobs together. Yes, that is correct. But your most important one is your children and your responsibility to them. So when you look at this and you know it's a full-time job, yeah, you're going to feel exhausted and overwhelmed. But sharing responsibilities can lighten the load and ensure that both mom and dad have an equal opportunity to bond with their children. It's not about loving one more than the other. Moms just don't hang out with the girls. Moms, you got to hang out with your boys. It's so important. And vice versa, dads, man, you got to love on those girls. And dad, you still got to be there for your boys. But when you look at dividing up tasks like school pickups, homework help, meal planning, extracurricular activities, moms and dads then can support one another, right? You can help each other while fostering a sense of unity and dependability. When you divide the labor, it also allows you and mom or dad, you know, the other part of you, to have moments of respite and self-care, which leads to a healthier and happier family dynamic. We all want that. Now, again, if you are mom and dad in the same home, that's fabulous. If you're a single parent, but you are getting help, whether your kids go to daycare or they go to an after-school program, have conversations for those who are interacting most with your children. Make sure you know how they are disciplining. Like if they do something, or let's say they speak out of turn, what do they do? Because you can either say, well, can you use this phrase instead? And believe it or not, if you talk to most people, they're going to be willing to work with you. It's when you don't say anything. Now, don't expect them to be perfect, right? They're working with a lot of kids. But you need to have open communication. If you're a single parent who's utilizing grandma or aunties or uncles or maybe a neighbor, have those conversations and say, I know it's asking a lot of you, but I just really want to talk about how we handle this matter right now because this is a season that we're in. If you're divorced and you have a blended family, or you're divorced and you just have the kids, but your spouse, your ex now, has a blended family, right? Again, share the responsibilities. Be sure you're clear. Then understand this. You're going to have seasons that you may have to give more than your spouse or an ex. That's just part of life. Don't sit there and try to keep score and be like, well, I've been with the kids now 5 days this week. You owe me now 2.5 days because I've been taking care of your share. Don't keep score like that. That is not a family unit. Okay, we need to have other conversations if that's what you're thinking about. Seriously, okay? But I want you to look at this and saying, gosh, how can we share and be in this together? For a long while, my husband, his career was a priority because of what he was doing, his schooling, etc. And so it was my responsibility to take care of the children. That means I had to pick them up from activities, had to drop them off, etc. So if I couldn't do it, I could not then commit to them doing it. So I didn't sign up for everything. But if I could be there, if I could pick them up, if I could drop them off, and it worked in our schedule, I said yes. And that was for a season. It seemed like a very long season because he had a lot to do. But when he was available, he did share those responsibilities. I knew it going into the marriage. My eyes were wide open. But for some of you, right, some of us come into this whole idea that, oh, well, it's just going to be perfect and nothing's going to go wrong and we're just going to know because, well, we're just going to know. No, you're not going to just know. And that's where you get those pits in your heart that begin to form, the cavities, because you don't have open communication. You're not willing to talk it out. You're not willing to share those responsibilities or look at things in seasons, okay? So number one, create a unified parenting approach. Number two, share responsibilities. And finally, number three, prioritize quality time together. In the hustle and bustle of everyday life, it is essential, mom and dad, to come together. You've got to make time. I don't care if it's 10 o'clock at night and that's the only time you have. You got to come together. Even if it's for 15 minutes and you're just holding hands in bed, you need to come together. Parenting, parenthood, it's an incredible journey, but it's crucial not to lose sight of the partnership that laid its foundation. That's mom and dad's relationship. So set aside those regular date nights, those weekend getaways, or even moments to simply enjoy each other's company. And when you do that, then you can strengthen your bond and remind yourselves why you embarked on this journey together. And that's the key. Make time for each other outside the realm of parenting. It'll create a sense of camaraderie. It will reignite the flame of romance and keep it alive. And it will serve as a powerful reminder that indeed we're alone in this together. So many times, the kids get older, and what happens to mom and dad? They don't know what to do because they really haven't had many conversations except about the kids. And they're looking at each other across, and they're like, now what do we talk about? Now what do we do? I don't want you to get to that point. So spend quality time together. Grow together. Don't grow apart. Grow together. My friend, parenthood may sometimes make moms and dads feel alone, and you will feel that way. But acknowledge the strength found in togetherness. Truly come together and say, you know what? We're better together. Yeah, we're alone in this together. And when you do that, you can support and really create this environment that nurtures both your children and your marriage. And again, if you're divorced or separated, whatever, then it's about really nurturing the kiddos and maintaining a non-hostile environment between you and your ex. By establishing this unified parenting approach and sharing responsibilities and truly, honestly, and openly prioritizing quality time together, mom and dad, you can stand as a united front, ready to face any challenge that comes your way. So as back to school season approaches, remember the importance of being on the same team and enjoy the journey of raising your kids. Because guess what? We're alone in this together. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.